morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Commute, where I just talk to, space and look like a maniac. But got off a little early from work. I wouldn't say early. Heading home a little earlier than usual just because I'm not going to the gym. And around this time, it's probably like peak traffic hours. So if I curse and yell and scream and cry at the same time, just know it's just Houston traffic at its best, taking its toll on my soul. But I really haven't planned out any topics for today. Just gonna play a off the cuff kind of deal. Been trying to make some moves with a couple of friends of mine. Just because of the terrifying news about what happened lately over the weekend. I'm sure in a previous episode I had mentioned that I work in the oil and gas industry. I'm really trying to get out of it. Find a means to do that by commissioning my art, by doing podcasts, and anything else I can think of. streaming my video game play. Fucking nerd. I've got a couple ideas for myself. The one thing I can do for sure is this podcast and my art. I've got another podcast in the works with some of my buddies, like longtime buddies that I've grown up with. And hopefully sooner than later, we'll be able to get that up and running sometime in a couple of weeks, I think. I was talking to a coworker about starting a podcast with him, and just to get his creative juices going. I know he wants to do the same thing. Like, he doesn't want to rely on a 9-to-5. Just depend on himself. Work when he wants to, and do something more creative and fun while at it. Oh God, I had a hiccup real bad. That hurt. One thing for sure is I really gotta teach him how to do it. I think we're gonna set it up in his place. He's got the space for it. My space is way too far for him to deal with. And my buddy Mike, he's like right in the middle. So it wouldn't be too hard to head to his place right after work and do a podcast, or stay over the weekend and recover from binge drinking. Oh, I never mentioned about that scare. The scare was that something happened between Saudi Arabia and Russia where the price of oil had dropped down to $30 a barrel, where normally it had been hovering between 60 and 50. It had been dropping, and it had stayed moderately stable around 50, 54. But recently, goddamn, like 30 bucks a barrel. That's dangerous territory. That's where we were for last time, from the last recession that we went through. And it's gonna be, what is it? Is it like 2014 all over again? 2016? When the last one happened? 2015. Somewhere around there. I don't give a shit about time. I just know it was a terrible time, and all I wanted to do was get back into that same industry, but there was nobody hiring. Holy crap, here comes the traffic. I'm telling you, this is the worst day of my life. I'm stuck behind this slow asshole. Why don't you move on over and give me your fucking spot? I'm losing it. I'm slowly losing it, folks. This is my last will and testament. If I do not... Ooh, okay. Should I take the HOV lane? Everybody's moving fast on that side. I want to say yes. I do want to be in the HOV lane. Because I don't want to deal with this pain in the butt traffic, or I'll get an aneurysm. I don't want that, but I'm sure it would be entertaining for you guys when I start slurring my words. Joke's on you. You can't see my strokey face. Oh, that guy's cutting through the line. Oh, no. You're going to get in trouble. But yeah, we're going to be in podcasts all over the place, apparently. Mine's going to be just off the cuff shit. I really don't care. Whatever happens the week prior, I'll probably talk about it. I think regular schedule that I want to work with is every Monday start a podcast. I mean, everybody has a terrible Monday. It's just awful. It's an awful feeling going back to work after a nice little weekend, and then heading back home to find out you got to do it four more times. Man. So, I'm using this as a little relief for myself, a little relief for you guys, listening to some garbage-ass podcast with my stupid voice. Oh, God. There's so much noise, too, so that's something I gotta address. I really gotta get, like, a mic up in this bitch. Because it's not fair to me, it's not fair to you guys, whoever is out there listening. I'm sorry that you got to listen to garbage. I'm sure you're all bored out of your minds anyway, so you're just letting it go on autoplay. if I could give you some money, I would, in exchange for listening to my podcast, because I pity you. And, man. Yeah, so this one's going to be just random. The one for my buddies, with Mike and Lydia, that's going to be more entertainment-based, I would believe. So we'll probably be talking about, like, video games, movies, nerdy stuff for the most part. I mean, we're all nerds in that little group of us. Between me and Brian, my coworker, that podcast is going to be more a little based on more guy stuff. Our little routine is right after work on a Thursday, head off to the bar, get a couple drinks in us. Bullshit about whatever it is that we bullshit all on a regular basis, be it religion, cars, motorcycles, camping, food especially. Actually, I take it back. It's mostly drinks, like liquors, beers, that sort of stuff, and he definitely loves cars. He runs a Facebook page that, a lot more popular than I would have thought. Yeah, he's been doing it for a few years, so I that makes sense. So, yeah, like the one thing we've got to talk about and address is the new Ford Bronco, and I think we were all a little bit duped about that. I'm not gonna say duped, but we all had something in mind as to what it was gonna look like, and it didn't look nothing like that at all. It looks like a cross between an FJ Cruiser and maybe a Jeep Wrangler. It's very round for a Jeep deal. Like, the edges are rounded. It's not very square, blocky, like I would have thought. Which I love the Jeep, the way it's shaped. It's very boxy, and I was expecting that. I'm taking the HOV lane, because fuck all these. No, actually, yeah, fuck all these guys. It's very boxy. The funny thing is, I consider the shape of the Jeep manly-ish. It's minimalistic. It's just a box with fucking wheels. Bam. It has off-road capabilities. Awesome. Very manly. It's got a decent engine in it. I probably would have preferred maybe a V8 just for the sound, or at least a higher displacement V6. Like, the 4-liter V6 sounded, would have been cool. The 4-liter V6 in the 4Runner sounds, I think, pretty good. The 3.5 sounds a little wimpy-ish in the Jeep, but with a decent exhaust, it can sound pretty good. But nothing beats a V8. But where was I going with this? But I think the majority of Jeeps I've seen out in the wild so far have been women drivers, Wranglers. Because I know for a fact every other Jeep is going to be mostly woman demographic. Even especially the Renegades. The girl I like, she told me she loves the Jeep Renegade. And if I would, if I had the means, my stupid ass would get in that car easily. I know myself. If I had the means, I would have gotten that car for her a long time ago. And I'm a sad, pathetic piece of meat. No, I'm not gonna do that. Because that's not gonna go anywhere. It's just gonna hurt me, and it's just gonna look sad. But the little Renegade, it's cool. It's too small though. What is it, like a 2-liter 4-cylinder, and even a, I think it's like a 1.6-liter. What do they call it? I think it's the same engine that's in the Dodge Dart, the last Dodge Dart that had come out. I forgot what they called it, like the Tiger Shark or some bullshit. It's like a 1.6-liter turbo engine, and I'm like, that's kind of wimpy, and I think the whole. I don't know if it's the drivetrain or everything in its entirety is from Fiat, but I'm like, Fiat has a reputation of not being reliable, but I hope everything else is, like, at least Jeep parts, because my buddy has a Renegade, and they've only had it a few years, and they have, so far, have had no complaints. But I hope it lasts a lot longer until they can trade it in. But it would have been funner if they had a 4-wheeler. Then you can sort of take it out camping. sort of. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you getting in my lane? Oh my god. No, don't do 50 and a 60. You stupid. Oh, good thing I took the HOV lane. It looks like it's getting bad on their side. But yeah, the Bronco looks good. I think it still could have been better if they went by the concept photo, but that wasn't. I don't think that was Ford's rendering. I think that was like a some sort of like auto designer who was trying to come up with a concept of his own to show what a Jeep Bronco in modern day would look like. But they took the grill of the old Bronco and put it on a modernized Bronco-esque body, and that looked so dope. But now it looks like kind of just wimpy a bit. And that might not matter too much because there are things in there that are pretty dope already, like right off the bat. The leaked photos that had already like popped up showed that the roof can be removed on the Ford Bronco. I don't think the Ford Bronco Sport can do that, but that's the full size Bronco. Is already kind of like competing with the Wrangler, which no other truck or SUV can do that. I'm like, okay, cool on you, Ford, for doing something a little innovative. Said that GM is failing and can't compete or even try to compete with the likes of Ford. They're just stagnant with their whole lineup. GM, I mean. Like, they haven't really done anything new. They came out with the Chevy Sonic, maybe the Cruze, but you don't see, like, a Chevy Sonic competing with, like the Ford Focus RS, or you don't see anything competing with the Ford Taurus Show. Like, all they really got is a Corvette. Like the bread and butter, the Chevy Silverado. And they really haven't done anything with that either. There's no Ford Raptor. Oh my god. There's no Ford Raptor version of the Silverado. Sorry, somebody cut me off. But I don't want this whole thing to be all car talk. But yeah. Oh. And it's been kind of cool seeing not only my friends wanting to get out of the regular 9-to-5. I saw another friend. My buddy has a cousin who I kind of had a crush on for a long time, but she got married. I wasn't even trying to talk to her that much. I was too damn shy. I had a lot of baggage at that time. And do I still have baggage? I'm not gonna answer that. I'll let everybody else who knows me fucking answer that for me. Ooh, that sucks for that motorcyclist. It's raining outside right now. And that sucks. But his cousin looks like she's opening up a bar, I think. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, it's cool that more than one person that I know is trying to get out of the regular. Probably, it's not super hard to to get into like doing a bar as a business or bar restaurant. I'm not exactly, I got to pay more attention to what it was. They just had me like their page and I'm like, okay, cool. I support you guys. Anybody who's trying to do their own business, I'll support. Especially if it's something like that. I know you got to get a liquor license. I know you got to find a little spot. They've got their spot. They've got their banner. From the looks of it. Or logo. So it looks like they're about to start getting things going pretty soon. If I were to do anything, I would definitely open a Mexican bakery. just because of the demographic in my part of town is like, and I know it would have no competitors for sure. I just gotta invest a little more. Oh boy, I gotta invest a little into trying to do that. I've got a couple things that would allow me to do that, but I think I have an idea, and I forgot to look at it the other day. I want to make an outdoor brick oven, and I needed to research if it would be best to use like a conventional like gas oven, or if I should do the brick oven and make it like a wood burning kind of deal, which would, I think, bring more of an appeal to the baked goods. And the cool thing about it is, I wouldn't have to rely on. I don't have to get myself a a health inspection. Because there's like this law that would allow baked goods and sweets to be sold from one's household. There is a limit as to how much you can get for income, which I think is it peaks at 15,000. After that, I think you do have to get a license. Terrified me and everybody else. Thank God for some decent breaks. So, you got behind me just to go across the other lane? You dummy. Nearly killed yourself. And me. And cops be pulling over people. Oh. Is that a Jeep Renegade? Nope. It's a Jeep Cherokee. Poor guy. But yeah. I would like to see more of this Ford Bronco. And I want to see how capable it is and how it competes with the Jeep Wrangler. It doesn't seem to have the same ride height. I think it rides a little lower, but I think it still has the short wheelbase, which can allow it to, I guess, go over like rocky terrain. And that was with the four-door. I think there's a two-door iteration of it, so hopefully that would be kind of cooler. What the actual fuck? It's a fucking Venezuela. I didn't know the World Cup was going on right now. long commute, I probably wouldn't have this podcast. I'm too goddamn shy, and there's too much shit going on at my house that there's no like peace and quiet or anything. I mean, I wouldn't mind being bugged by someone every once in a while, but no, this is all the time. There's hardly any downtime. And I will always love you. I don't know where that came from. I hate myself. Oh, just go. Just go. I gave you all that fucking space. Oh my god. You stupid. Go! Jesus Christ. You either go or don't go. Don't be indecisive, because your ass would have been stuck on that side. And I gave you a shit ton of space. Like 5 car lengths to move on over into my lane, and they're like, no, that guy is too close, I'm scared of hitting him. I'm like, just fucking get into my lane, who gives a shit if you hit my car? My car's a piece of like a shit box. Okay. Oh my god. It's getting sketchy out here. Let me in, please. Let me in, please. Thank you, sir. Okay. I am cool with this bot for now. Yeah. There's a... a bunch of moves going on behind the scenes, and I really should put more of an effort into trying to do my art, because if there's anything I really want to do, it's like sell my art, work on like enormous like canvases, maybe eventually get to murals, but mostly canvases, maybe digital prints, I guess merchandise, like clothing with my designs on them. And are you gonna go, Mr. Truck? I guess not. I'm not gonna get. Oh, he wants to get in. Oh shit. I didn't see your blinker, so I didn't see your rear blinker. You didn't have it on. I got duped. He didn't give me a spot, but he definitely was allowed to cross over. You're all a bunch of jerks. You're all a bunch of jerks. I really need a co-host, because goddamn, all this downtime. I'm trying to concentrate on the road. Once I'm going, I'm okay, because I'm like, I don't have to worry about like changing lanes, or I don't have to worry about who's coming into my lane while I'm trying to change one, and. Can't do it with this car in front of me. Okay. This guy looks like he's giving me the space. Thank you. Okay, so I don't have to change lanes anymore. I just have to worry about the car in front of me. Man. Speaking of distracted driving, like, how many, like, I always hear, it's always sad, and that it always happens here in Houston, but, like, the one thing we definitely gotta, like, be more careful of is distracted driving. We have to be careful that others are doing it, and we have to be careful that we don't do it, because for, like, there have been so many times that you hear accidents happen, like on the side of the road, people pull over to try to repair their vehicle or like their whatever it is, and you'll see Good Samaritans pull over, try to help these people out, changing their tire or checking their engine or whatever. And in some of these cases, these people will be digging around the person who had pulled over, checking their trunk, and out of nowhere, somebody slams into the back of them, crushing them between both cars because they were distracted. They had veered off the road onto the shoulder where they were at, and killing who knows how many people at a time. I've heard in some cases like 2 people at a time, like both the guy that pulled over and the Good Samaritan. And then there's the wrong way drivers. Usually you hear about those like the morning after, where people go to a bar, I'm guessing, and probably don't head home until like they sober up a little bit after having fallen asleep in their car outside a bar or anywhere else for that matter. And they somehow manage to go the wrong way by, because it takes some effort to go the wrong way, because you've got to go make a left turn and then turn right onto oncoming traffic on the feeder road and then go up the on ramp and that takes a lot of effort. Like, at what point, drunk or not, do you not realize like you're driving the wrong way when you see headlights coming at you or cars zooming by beside you? I'm like, you really got to be some sort of drunk. And I just don't have any mercy for those kind of people that have that mentality where they can drink and endanger people to that degree. Like people that get into accidents, even if nobody gets killed, and then they just get off with a slap on the wrist, just with a like DUI, maybe a small fine, only to repeat the same offense. That's endangering people. Like, there should be a limit. It shouldn't even happen to begin with. They really should be put away on the second offense. How are they being allowed on the road after 3 or 4 offenses? I'm like it's only a matter of time till someone dies, and it happens. It happens. Like the some guy or woman, I can't remember, I think it was a woman, killed 2 teenagers, and it was probably her 3rd or 4th offense. she was, I think she was rather young, like late 20s or maybe early 30s. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, she's probably now going to go to jail for real. Oh, no, wait. What was it? Oh, yeah, she was going to go. I think she was going to serve a good amount of time. And at first, I felt guilty because I'm like, these people don't know it better. But I'm like, there are places where you can get help. And the law just seems to allow them to get away with it almost. And like, I know it, I've got an uncle who had recently, like, not recently, but it was like a few years ago, and I think he's behaved himself since then. He did go to jail for a few years for a DUI, and stubborn guy. He still drinks to this day, like if he were a fish, I'm pretty sure. And I don't know. I don't know if he's learned his lesson or not, but I just hope he did, because, man, I wouldn't wish him to go to jail again, but I really just hope he's learned his lesson. But it doesn't stop a lot of people. That's the thing. Like, people will go to jail, get out, and do the same thing over again. Even if it's a petty crime or if it's like a DUI, like in this case, you know? That's the sad thing. Like, we try to help them, but they just don't try to help themselves. And I don't know. Just we gotta hope for the best for them. And I got a little sad. But I'd rather be him be in jail than out there trying to but endangering other people, because I know that's not his intention. Just, he doesn't seem to think. I know that he drinks to enjoy himself or forget, because I know he's gone through some shit before, and I'm pretty sure that's everybody who drinks. And I don't know. How about this traffic, man? I've probably traveled 20 miles and it's taken me 40 minutes. And I've got another, no, I'm probably halfway there. I'll take it back. 30 miles. I've probably traveled 30 miles from Katy to Houston in 40 minutes. And I've got another 30 ahead of me. Yay. It's nearly 70 miles, so it's like I traveled 35, and I've got maybe another 30 or 35 to go. What are you honking at? Who are you honking at? You honky? I don't know what they look like. So don't call me a racist. Who's honking at me? Who's a honking? honking at me. They're just honking. I guess they're honking at the guy next to me, trying to get him to move forward, because he's got a giant gap between him and the car in front of him. People are just so impatient. God, I'm starving too. So I finally tried In-N-Out maybe a month ago. The one In-N-Out that they built here in Houston. Actually, there's two. Somewhere down south by like Missouri City, I think. And one right here in Katy, with where my job's at. Like literally a block away from me. And it was very disappointing, to say the least. Because it's okay. The burger is good. It's a very good burger. I like that they cook the meat to medium rare. Pinkish in the middle, brown on the outside. And it's very good flavor. Generic ingredients, which is just cheese, lettuce, tomato. I think there's pickles in there. I think there's like a special sauce. But it doesn't stand out from other burgers. It's probably should be what a generic burger should taste like. Like if you were to get like, oh, I want a hamburger. This is what a default standard hamburger should taste like. Like it should have all those ingredients. And it should taste like that. And at its best, that's what what a burger should taste like. And they do a regular generic burger really well. The fries are weird. I don't know how they do it. Or what kind of cut that they use. But they're not crispy. And they're not soft on the inside. Kind of like either like Burger King or McDonald's fries are. They kind of have this almost the same consistency on the outside as they do on the inside. Almost like what a potato should be like. It's like they're fried, but for a lot less, because they don't get that crisp. They just seem to have like you would with a Jack in the Box French fry. But the one weird thing about them is that they have a almost like a borderline stale taste to them. I don't add salt. I don't add pepper. I just eat them like just like as they give them to me. I prefer them that way. I prefer them bland or plain rather than animal style? Monster style. Animal style. Because with all that cheese and chili and all that stuff that they put in there, the fries get soggy. And it's always best to eat them fresh. So if you're going to take it to go and you got a long ride, they're going to get cold, they're going to get soggy, they're not going to be their best. So if you're going to get animal style, eat them fresh right up from the restaurant. Sit in the restaurant, chill in there, eat the animal style french fries, you'll be fine. The plain fries, regular fries, you can take those to go, they should be okay even after a trip home or whatever. And what's it called? It always freaks me out when there's a cop a cop pulled like next to me. But I don't know if he's trying to like catch up to somebody or what. Okay, he's getting ahead of me. Oh yeah. Did y'all know that there was a time I wanted to be a cop? Or at least, not a cop, but what do they call them? They call them, I guess my sister would just call them jailers. It's just like a prison cop or a jail cop. I don't know. A guard. A jail guard. Prison guard. Not a prison guard. Because that's like a legit prison. No, this would be just the county jail. It's a county jail guard cop deal. So a jailer. And the only reason I failed that test or failed to become a jailer was because I failed the polygraph test. Not because I lied, but because my anxiety from the night before I took the polygraph was so high, I was not able to get a good night's sleep. I didn't sleep a wink. Just because of how nervous I was with the thought of getting a job as a jailer or working with police officers. And so I go to take my test. I don't know if it was like a written exam or just like a questionnaire. There was an interview. And then they're like, okay, after the interview, we're going to do a polygraph test just to see how well you do. I'm like, okay, I'm down with that. Whatever you got to do. And like, okay, I'll be right back. I guess they went to go get the equipment. So they had asked me to seat facing away from the desk. And then the interviewer would sit at their desk normally. I'm not really sure what the intention is. I guess just so I don't look at them and get nervous, I would be facing a wall, and I guess I would just so there wouldn't be any like question as to like why I was nervous. But in waiting for the person to come back to interview me and get the equipment, they took a while, and I started to fall asleep waiting for them to come back. And and when they came back, they startled me. I'm like, I didn't jump in my seat, but my heart was racing every time they would startle me. And that's kind of what would happen throughout the whole test. Like, they startled me when they got into the office, and they asked the first question after hooking me up, and I think I was fine. But then they would take so long in between questions, I started to like nod off every time they would ask a question. And when they would ask the next question, they would just startle me. So my heart was like racing in between questions. And so at the end of the test, they look at the markings, and they're like, well, your test results came back inconclusive, so you would have to come back and take another test just to like clear things up. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm okay with that. I never took that test, not because I didn't want to, or because I would have wanted. I did want to, but another job opening came up. I kind of wanted to do that work with another architect, and did that for a couple years, until it wasn't really worth it anymore. Like, they were... Because I started off at, like, what was it, like, $12 or $13 an hour, which I think there was... We were just barely recovering from a recession, I think. And I'm like, I'm not gonna argue with what I'm getting paid. I'm like, I'd rather get paid than get nothing at all. And Jesus Christ. God, I changed lanes and to the wrong fucking lane. Oh no. I'm stuck behind a slowpoke. This is my favorite. This guy took the fun and joy out of going around the fastest curve I like to go through. You asshole. You fucking asshole. In a fucking box truck full of dirt. Go. It's a straight. There's nobody in front of you. Oh, Lord.
Affect the oil prices. I think for the past
month or so, ever since January, prices started to go down on oil. And I have a feeling that was due to the coronavirus. I'm not exactly sure how that should have affected my line of work, but somehow it has. Like, I guess, I don't know if it's just people not wanting to travel, but I'm like, you're not, it's not like a travel agency. Like, we're not affected by the consumers trying to get travel tickets. No, it's just a ship carrier or an oil tanker trying to like travel, and the only crew members are that like the captain and every other employee on that staffed on that ship. I'm like, I guess there's that, but I'm sure they would rather drive the ship? What do you do? Man the ship? I'm the captain now. I don't know. So, that's my best guess. I mean, what was it, like, the Port Authority over in New York and New Jersey had just recently been found out to have contracted the coronavirus. So I guess there's that. And everybody keeps saying that, no, don't worry, like the numbers are low for people getting sick. I'm like, okay, sure, but the numbers are high for those that are fucking dying. And for sure, for a fact, it's the elderly and the very young who are more susceptible to dying. But I swear that the doctor who had first discovered this illness contracted the virus and was young and died. He died and he was still young. I have to look again to see how old he was. But even if he was like 50, that still seems rather young. But yeah, the coronavirus has a higher fatality rate than most illnesses. I'm sure it's easier to contract. I mean, no, it's not easier. It's the same. It's equally the same. Just because right now, at the moment, there are more people out there with the flu. And it's easier to spread around. So that's why more people are catching the flu. Rate at which people are contracting the coronavirus is still pretty high. But the coronavirus kills significantly more people than the flu does. Just because there's more people out there with the flu and don't get vaccinated and don't have the means to end up dying. Because they'll get fever, they can't treat it, they don't drink water, they don't know how to do self-care. But even if they don't get medicated, they don't take the take care of themselves properly so that they don't fucking die. Even then, it's still the young and elderly that likely die from the flu. So that's why there's more people out there that are dying from the flu, just because there's more people out there already infected. But the coronavirus started from China and spread everywhere else, and it's quickly climbing to be equally as deadly, if not deadlier. And we've got another a year and a half till a vaccine is found. You know, because they gotta find something that fixes it. Then they gotta go through trials, and then they can finally release it. And then hopefully, what they release is a good vaccine that functions. You know, not just snake oil, which I think Trump was just trying to make sure that the economy doesn't get ruined. You know, he's just trying to save face, so that the only thing that was going for him wasn't failing. He said, look at the economy, look at how great it's doing. It's not doing really well, and it wasn't really doing well because of you to begin with. So, because even if we didn't have a president, the economy would still be where it's at, just going up. You know, because what he's done so far has affected people around the United States, like farmers, for instance. The sanctions he put on China made them force their hand to do the same thing to us, and they didn't take in our products because of the export expenses, the taxes on exports, so they didn't buy our produce. So we had an excess of produce, and farmers were struggling to sell it. And now it looks like they're struggling so bad that they see no way out, and they're committing suicide at an alarming rate too. And that one can be directly associated with something Trump did. So that one I'm really ashamed of calling Trump our president. If he was for the farmers, he wouldn't just bail them out. He would reverse everything he'd done that affected the farmers to begin with, and he hasn't. Oh boy. I don't blame him wanting to do rallies to try to get himself presidency again, but for all candidates and Trump himself, you really got to be careful going out there. I mean, supposedly he's already come in contact with somebody who's had coronavirus. There's no telling if the guy had it before or after he met with Trump. At one of a CPAC meeting, I guess, or a town hall meeting. What the hell was that? Oh, I'm starving. I'll make some more hummus. That shit's so good. I think I got it down to where if I add a little more water or more olive oil, it comes out at the right consistency. A little more creamier and easier to spread. Yeah, boy. wash your ass. And, yeah, don't put your hands in somebody else's mouth. Oh, God. Crazy times. Crazy times. Anyways. Next time, on our regularly scheduled programming on next Monday, you can count on me being here, stuck in traffic with all these goons. So, drive safe, stay vigilant, and one more time, I'm gonna have to reiterate, just in case, because I know how some of you guys are, wash your hands. 20 seconds, remember? Bye-bye.